As I say, I'm here in Ballyshannon, Father Tierney Park, and we've had very sad news come through this morning here that we've lost one of our greats in Mickey McAloon, who played county football at a very high level, was a coach away ahead of his time and everything else. So to Mickey and all, to Mickey's family and everybody, and particularly David, who's vice chairman of the Donegal County Board, we pass on our sympathies from everybody in Ocean FM and everybody in Donegal GA. I'm joined here by Peter Campbell, who knew Mickey McAloon very well. And Peter, well, I will hand the other mic to Tom Daly here, and Peter and Tom will talk for a few minutes about the great Michael McAloon, or as we knew him here, Mickey McAloon. Tom would have been a work colleague of his as well. So I'll hand you over to Peter and Tom here.
Thanks, Martin. Very sad news this morning. One of the greats of Donegal football, Mickey McAloon, played most of his football in the 1960s, but then was involved at administrative level at the club and as a coach at the club, and especially, I suppose, had a great career in administration in his work related duties as well. Tom Daly, you would have known him, I suppose, as a work colleague, but certainly as a club colleague.
Yeah, I mean, it is a huge loss to his family. An absolute gentleman, very, very talented person on and off the field. I suppose one of my longest memories of him from a football point of view was in the late 60s when he started a group of young players training indoors in the Rock Hall. He was always into proper preparation for games. Would have been really an early advocate of proper coaching and so on. And then we had that experience coming into the 80s, his involvement with the 86 and 87 team with his really great and lifelong friend PJ Boggy. They were a wonderful management team together. And I remember at that time he was chief executive of Beaumont Hospital, so he was spending nearly all of his working week, in Dublin, very, very high profile health service management job at that time. And he'd arrive back in Ballyshannon and come straight to the training grounds and work with our teams. He had a huge focus on forward play in particular, so obviously through my work I knew him during his time in the Northwest. He was an environmental health officer in Donegal, senior environmental health officer there, wonderful programme manager for community care for the three counties, Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal, and then ultimately went to Beaumont and finally came back then and did a number of periods as county manager in Donegal.
Yeah, and his football career obviously was cut short. He was obviously a brilliant minor, played in an Ulster minor final in 1963. Probably didn't have that much success at county level, an Ulster minor league and maybe a couple of under 21s with Donegal. And then went on to captain Donegal in 1966, were beaten by Down in Casement Park by a couple of points, and that was a huge disappointment to him. And I think it was around that time that he got the knee injury that really ended his career in his mid-20s. And I remember talking to him about that, and I suppose if he were around today, there would have been medical, he would be able to get the medical assistance that he required at the time, probably an ACL maybe that we had. I remember him showing me his knee, and it wasn't a pretty sight, and he tried to play on and did play on for the county afterwards, but as you say, made a huge contribution, not just to Arua, but to the whole county. Probably was a pity that he didn't get involved, maybe didn't probably have time as well to get involved at county level, but he had a great interest in the county football as well.
Yeah, it would have been very difficult for him to, because he was in high level public management, to balance that with involvement in teams, I suppose, during that part of his career. But he was a forward thinker. He would have been chairman and secretary of our club in the 68-69 period. He would have been pushing for the development of facilities like, believe it or not, a gymnasium and so on. That's kind of where he was at all those many, many years ago. And he would have been, as I said, a huge fan of modern coaching methods. He would have quoted Joe Lennon a lot, probably one of the first authors on coaching mechanisms for GAA teams. So that's the kind of person he was. Very committed, an absolute gentleman to know, and it's such a loss to Imelda and his family. People here are feeling it very deeply actually today. David and Philip are very involved with us here in the club, and Caroline, and key workers and people with good leadership qualities in their own right.
Yeah, he's left a legacy, not just football wise. He was very well respected by his other county players at that time, and I suppose he may have been maybe well ahead of his time in the 1960s, small in stature, but very, very big in heart. And that's probably, he was one of the sharpest forwards, probably, I think, top scorer in Ulster in one of those years, certainly top scorer for Donegal. I think scored something like 4-3 in a championship match as well. And when he got a ball, there was only one place he was heading for. He was heading for goal. He was very direct, even though he was small. I remember talking to other county players, they would have had a great regard for him.
Yeah, I mean, he was a wonderful footballer, as I said, ahead of his time in so many ways, and has left a great legacy, both in terms of the contribution he made to the GA, but also in relation to the whole broad realm of public services that he was involved in the North West and in Donegal. He was a person who had a focus on development, on making things better for people, and was very, very committed in that respect.
Yeah, and I remember talking to him, in maybe 8-9 years ago, and when Donegal were going well and Michael Murphy was at the height of his powers, maybe he still is, but he had a great love of Donegal and a great love of the way Donegal were playing in the last time, and you could nearly feel he would have loved to have been back and be able to do play with that sort of team again and play the way football is played today.
Yeah, look, absolutely a proud, committed, able Donegal man. I think he has made a huge contribution on and off the field, as I said, both to the GAA and also to wider society.
Yeah, he'll be remembered. And back to you, Martin.
Right, thanks, Peter, for that. Thanks, Tom. Both, that's a great tribute to the late Michael McLoone, or Mickey McLoone, as we would have known him. He was a brilliant footballer. I never had the opportunity to see him play in football. I just came a wee bit later, but he was a small man, took a lot of knocks on a field when really knocks were being given at that time on a football field. And one thing I want to say thanks to Mickey. I went for the Donegal manager's job in 1994, and Mickey had agreed to come in with me to be a coach. I'd love to have worked with him at that time as a coach, because he was way ahead of his time, as these men have said, as a coach. But as I said, to all Mickey's family, to David and all the family, we send our sympathy from everybody in Ocean FM here.